is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The Prime Minister of Sweden calls it a terror attack. A truck has driven into a department store in Stockholm. At least two people have been killed, and Swedish police said a number of people have been wounded. There were also reports of gunfire. Images now show a quiet street, Queen Street, one of the major pedestrian thoroughfares in Stockholm. Pedestrians have been cleared out, police vehicles have moved in, and there are armed guards, police tape up across this pedestrian thoroughfare in Stockholm, where a truck has driven into a department store in what the Swedish Prime Minister called a terror attack. He spoke moments ago and said he is on his way back to Stockholm in order to monitor developments. ABC News consultant Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, is with us. Steve, just on first read, your impressions based on what we know so far.
Well, it's very unfortunate that this is another situation where a vehicle is being used, and they're already claiming that it's a terrorist attack, so it's pretty obvious that this is another one of those either ISIS or Al-Qaeda-inspired terror attacks using a vehicle to mow people down. It's a very unfortunate situation here, and it's just another trend which just it concerns us all over the world. I mean, because now we're talking about Sweden. Now we've added another country. You know, we had Sweden, we had England, Germany, we had France, the U.S. at Ohio State University. This isn't going away. We didn't think it was going away. It's getting worse, and there's really going to have to be action to be taken to stop this.
We're speaking with Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant, after a terror attack in Sweden involving a truck driven into an upscale department store in Stockholm. The Swedish Prime Minister says one person has been arrested. At least two people have been killed, and we're still trying to figure out the circumstances of exactly what happened after the truck plowed into the department store. We've seen images of it, the giant hole, the kind of ashen ring at the point of impact. Eyewitnesses had also said they heard gunfire, and were waiting to get confirmation of exactly what happened in a main pedestrian thoroughfare of Stockholm, where there have been a number of wounded, according to the Swedish police. Images from the scene now show a number of people milling about, speaking on cell phones, many of them taking pictures of the scene. We're not sure whether they've been effectively trapped in this particular area and aren't allowed to leave based on road closures and other blockades, or whether they're simply milling about to check out the scene. But the point of impact in the area around the department store in downtown Stockholm has been cordoned off, and the main pedestrian thoroughfare of Queen Street, where this happened, now seems largely deserted, except for police officers who are there with weapons and doing what they can to keep the crowds away. Our consultant Steve Gomez on law enforcement matters, formerly of the FBI. Steve, as you say, yet another in a trend of vehicles being turned into weapons after Britain and Germany and France, even the United States at Ohio State, as you mentioned, and now Sweden, which has not been immune to terrorism. There was an attack in 2010, but it is not a country that we often think about as a target.
No, we don't. Now, there has been some controversy recently with regards to President Trump talking about Sweden and talking about their problems. So from a political standpoint, I could just imagine what this is going to do. This is really going to gain traction as far as the administration discussing the issues that Sweden's having, because now we're having a terror attack that's exactly like the ones that we've seen all around the country, all around the world, and especially in Europe. So that's a big problem there. But what's very interesting about what we're hearing thus far, if there is more than one individual, more than one suspect that's involved, that's my biggest concern about this style of attack. Because, again, these types of attacks are not on the radar. It's very difficult to detect this because you're only using a vehicle and knives. I don't know if they had other weapons, but just the vehicle itself. So if you have multiple people that are either in the vehicle or that are around where the vehicle is going to attack, this really creates so much chaos for law enforcement and for the citizens that are the targets, because now you have multiple people that are going to commit the attack, And what's worse also is, what if we have a situation where there are multiple vehicles, which is completely possible given what we are seeing now? So that's a big concern.
Indeed. ABC's consultant on law enforcement matters, Steve Gomez, formerly of the FBI, as we monitor developments in Stockholm, where a large truck has plowed into an upscale department store in a main pedestrian area, Queen Street in Stockholm. There have been a number of people wounded, according to the Swedish authorities, and the prime minister says at least two people have been killed. There has already been one arrest, according to the Swedish prime minister. And you heard Steve there mention how President Trump has politically talked about Sweden in connection with refugee problems. I want to bring in ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers, who's been traveling with the president in Florida. Sweden came briefly onto the radar as the president had mentioned an attack, and nobody seemed to know what he was talking about at the time. Now we have an attack.
Yeah, now we're waiting to get reaction from the White House. The president is supposed to be starting any moment now his first of the series of meetings with China's President Xi here in Palm Beach, Florida. This was the big meeting of the week. This was the high-stakes, critical diplomatic test. And, of course, it's been overshadowed by so many other international events right now. But we have not gotten a reaction yet on this attack in Sweden from the White House. And I got to say that in previous situations like this, the White House has been cautious before jumping in with a response. So I think right now they're probably getting their information, getting their statement in order before they say anything as they find out more details.
And Karen, we are waiting, as you say, for the president and the premier of China following the latest developments in Syria, which had to have been something of a message to the Chinese leader about what the president may be willing to consider when it comes to North Korea. We await that with ABC's Karen Travers in Florida. I want to turn to ABC's Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now a consultant for us, too, on law enforcement matters. Brad, as you watch what's unfolding in Stockholm now, where a truck has rammed into an upscale department store, brings Sweden onto the list of countries where a vehicle-borne attack has caused casualties. Your impressions on what we know so far?
It does sound a bit like textbook ISIS / Al-Qaeda right out of their playbook, although we don't know that for sure at this point. Sweden, unfortunately, might be a logical target. They've had a lot of issues with of some of their population that have moved there from Muslim countries. There's been a lot of dissent in recent times. So it doesn't surprise me if, in fact, this ends up being ISIS / Al-Qaeda.
No claim of responsibility as of yet. The Swedish prime minister said one person has been arrested. Perhaps they'll be able to get some information from that individual. At least two people have been killed, and Swedish police say a number have been wounded as a result of what the Prime Minister of Sweden calls a terror attack in downtown Stockholm as a truck has run into an upscale department store. We've seen an image of the point of impact, kind of a blackened area of the department store where a number of people clearly were mowed down, given the statement of the Swedish police that so many had been injured. And there had also been a report of gunfire. We haven't had that confirmed from Swedish authorities, but Brad, if in fact that there was gunfire, some kind of shootout with suspects, this also seems to be another sign of the ISIS playbook.
Yes, that the driver either dies at the scene, which typically happens, or they get into the shootout. So, you know, my guess is driver was probably armed. This is something that the police in Sweden would immediately react to based on just the very nature as to what happened. So would not surprise me if there was a shootout between the police and the driver.
Brad Garrett, formerly of the FBI, now an ABC News consultant on law enforcement matters, as together we watch developments in Stockholm where a truck seems to be a truck from a beer brewer that had plowed into a department store in Stockholm on kind of a long pedestrian street, Queen Street, which is a major thoroughfare for pedestrians in downtown Stockholm. That area is now blocked off, and the truck itself, appearing blackened, is surrounded by emergency vehicles. There had been reports in Swedish media that the brewer had complained that a truck that belonging to the business had been stolen earlier, and perhaps stolen by those who have now carried out what the Swedish Prime Minister has called a terror attack. Let's get more from the ABC News Foreign Desk and bring in Tom Rivers from London. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, haunting, isn't it? Not a dissimilar story to what we saw in December in Berlin. Not stealing a car per se at that point, but actually hijacking a vehicle. And the driver was, remember, killed by the assailant. But we're looking at a very heavy goods truck, looking at the stills here that are coming across the foreign desk right now. And yes, this would haul a lot of beer and a lot of momentum as well, slamming into that department store. And as you say, many of the thoroughfares in many of the capitals here in Europe over the years have been pedestrianized. They're lovely places to have fun, to go to a restaurant, to shop, etc. But the scene of a large truck barreling down there must have just frightened everybody. The lucky ones able to jump out of the way. But sadly, the intelligence is reporting that, quote unquote, a large number have been injured.
And we've seen some images of people scattering following the impact of the truck with that department store in Stockholm, people running down a series of steps and fleeing onto a large promenade. This very similar to trucks driving into the Bastille Day celebrations in Nice in the south of France, the truck that surprised Christmas shoppers in Berlin, and the car that drove into pedestrians on Westminster Bridge near Parliament in London just last month. And now a truck has driven into an upscale department store in Stockholm. I'm Aaron Katursky. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News.